Hello?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think it was cutting out before. I can hear you now. Great. So, okay. Yeah, it's Tina from Local Splash. I was getting back to you regarding possibly setting up a new account for the pool business.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that correct? Okay. Yeah, I know. I got the notification, so I thought I would call you and give you some options. So this is going to be a branch of your main business, right?
Yeah. We just
is that
want
correct?
To we want to market pool remodeling and building and design separately. Just because we want to get more action and get in front of people more and show them that pools can be remodeled. Not a lot of people like to do it, but we are going to corner the market and do pool remodeling and new builds and stuff like that. So we kind of wanted to separate it and have it in its own category and maybe, you know, double our chances of getting calls and then get the word out there and market it a lot better as a single entity that's umbrellaed over Giovanni's design.
Yeah, that's actually very smart to do it that way, honestly. So because that way... sometimes people ask me when they have an account for a general contractor or remodeling, you know, if you will, and they'll say, oh, can I put in keywords for the pool category? And the answer is yes, but sometimes that hurts your rankings because when Google, you know, when someone sends out a keyword, let's say they put in, you know, contractor near me or renovation or remodel, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for. And because Giovanni Designs is strong in that category, that's where you're, you know, coming up on the first page. But if you put in some, you know, words like pool and pool renovation and pool building and construction, what happens is sometimes those web crawlers get confused and then they wouldn't recommend you. So you're actually doing it the smartest way you can to kind of separate the two. So for the pool entity, is anything set up yet, like a Google page or a Facebook or a website, or would we be doing that all fresh for you?
It would be all fresh.
Okay.
I think that's the best way to do it. We actually recaptured, we hired a guy years ago to build our first website and, he built it and had all the ownership over it and it did amazing. I mean, we were getting tons of calls, so much to where he started secretively, sending leads and calls and bids to other contractors and we found out about it.
Oh no, that's
horrible.
Wow.
It was all filtered through him.
Yeah.
Because this is when my dad had the business and I wasn't involved. And so my dad, he has no, you know, he can barely use a phone. So he met a guy who said, I can help you out, which he did, but then it got to the point where he started taking advantage of my dad and we found out about it and then we fired him, but he stole everything. He stole our business, reviews, pictures, our whole reputation, and he's still running the business. So
wow.
It's a complete disaster. And we're trying to rebuild.
That's horrible. I am so sorry to hear that. But so you've had to kind of rebuild your online presence starting from square one after that happened to you, right?
Yeah, and we've gone to, like, we went to another family friend that was supposedly pretty good, and he didn't do much for us, and he was dragging his feet, taking a lot of our money, and was only advertising and using about, you know, $200 a month, but we were paying him $3,000 a month.
Wow.
So we got a hold of you guys that offered more, and you guys are way more on top of it, and your website, you know, looks way better that you built us, so... yeah, that's where we're at now. So we're happy with you guys. And I mean, obviously it's early in the game and we really haven't gotten any leads or calls through our Google platform yet, but you only got access to it last week. So,
yeah, I was going to say the first, initial setup typically takes about 30 to 45 days. So, you know, you're right at the cusp of where that's going to start doing some really good things for your business. So, there's a couple of different routes that you could go with setting up the pool. If you want to be aggressive and do it exactly the way you did it for Giovanni Designs, then absolutely do the premier package that you did before, because that includes $300 monthly worth of the Google paid ads. Okay, you could do that. Or you could go to what we call the platinum package, and rather than 300 of Google ads, it would include $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you go that route, it's a little bit more affordable. It's just $299 monthly. Okay, so, you know, you're looking at $449 if you want to do it the same as you did for Giovanni Designs, or $299 monthly if you do it with the Facebook ads bundle. Okay, now, oh, go ahead. You had a question?
Yeah, I was just thinking. So what was the difference, again, between the two? One of them doesn't do the Google ads. It just says Facebook ads?
Yes. So you know how when you search online these days for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go on your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right? So
yeah.
That doesn't happen by accident. That happens because people in the area are, or the search engines, I should say, are tracking what people in the area are searching for. So we would configure it to, you know, anytime someone's searching for any of the pool-related categories, that now when they go onto their Facebook newsfeed, there would be an ad for your company popping up. So it's pretty cool, you know, because it will help you generate jobs not only from Google, but also from the social media platform, okay? So if you wanted to go that route, oh, I'm sorry. Actually, it would be $249 monthly, not $299, because your local package was reduced to the $149. So you're looking at $449 with the Google ads, or $249 monthly with the Facebook ads. Or what some people do is they combine it and do the Platinum Premier package, and they pay $549 monthly, and they kind of get a mix of everything. So how the Google ads work, and I'm imagining that when you signed up, you probably wanted to have a larger service area than just Allen and maybe a couple of the immediate surrounding areas, correct?
Yeah, we like a 50-mile radius from our location in Allen.
Okay.
Because pretty much covered, you know, that's about as far as we want to go. And we will do anything within that 50-mile radius. It doesn't matter where they're at. And that kind of covers everything that we're, you know, everything we're willing to do. So,
got it. Okay, that makes sense. So, what the reason that you are bundled right now with our Premier package is for a 50-mile radius, you have to bundle it with Google Ads, because those Google Ads, we can run them wherever you like. So what's happening currently for Giovanni is the ads go up every morning. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it and you exceed the daily budget, which is set at somewhere around $9 a day, then you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. And then that, of course, prevents you from, you know, getting an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month. So, yeah, so that's definitely something that you might want to do if you're still doing the same radius for the pool, you know, contractor.
Okay.
Have you heard of Google Guaranteed yet at all, Derek?
Yeah, we wanted to see, we've been educated on it. We want to see how we do organically once we get everything optimized before
mm-hmm.
we start dumping money into that, because I know it's not cheap whatsoever. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, it is a lot more pricey. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We just want to get this going and get some, you know, get optimized before we do anything like that, because we may be happy with what comes organically, and then we don't want to, you know what I mean? We'd rather do it that route, but, you know, and that's something we would consider in the future, but we just need to get it up and running off the bat.
Yes, yes. Well, one thing, and this is for down the road, it's not going to be applicable for you now, but one thing, if you ever want to look at, you know, your options there down the road, is Google does require that you have at least 5 5-star ratings on the Google listing in order to qualify for the Google Guaranteed. So that is definitely a little bit premature, you know, but once you have, you know, that, like you say, you're fully optimized, you're ranking, you have some solid reviews on there, then absolutely it might be a good, you know, program to look into. So with the pool company, do you have a separate phone number and a separate address that we can use for the verification?
Yeah, which is that something that we have to do, or I mean, or would it, I mean, is that recommended? How does that work?
Yes, absolutely, because we don't want to use any of the same information that you used for Giovanni, since this is a branch of Giovanni and it's a different category. Because okay. Google, if anything's duplicated, if we have two different businesses with the same address, for example, then
like
what
that.
Happens is, yeah, that's a duplicate. It becomes a red flag, and it would hurt your rankings. So, you
okay.
know, you can use a different address.
What about a
and
PO box?
Nope, they'll reject a PO box or what's even considered a, you know, PMB address, which is like a mailboxes, et cetera, or a UPS store. So you actually have to use a physical address. But if it's a residence, for example, they would hide it on the profile once it's verified. So you just have to make sure that it's a physical address that you can receive the 5-digit PIN code from Google.
Okay. So that's something I'm going to have to work through with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. I'm happy we talked about that. And
yep.
then, so we're talking $250 for the basic package, which gets us Facebook, but not Google. And then also that builds us the web page as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And then on the, you know, obviously on the website, it does show that it's $299 for the setup fee. But what I could do, since you already have an existing profile, is I could reduce that setup fee down to just $99. So it would
okay.
be $348 today if you wanted to do it that way with the Facebook ads. And then
okay.
the nice thing, Derek, is you get a detailed tracking system. So you're going to see how many new clients are coming from Google, how many are coming from Facebook. So that way, you know, as you go along, you can kind of evaluate if you need that extra batch of Google ads or not. I mean, you might do so well with this bundle that you don't want to put that extra money into Google ads. But it's definitely an option if you ever wanted to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So give me an alternate phone number here just so that I can put a note in for the pool business and that it wouldn't conflict with this one. So is there a number other than the, you know, the 425 area code number or the 214 area code number that ends in 4495?
We can use that one. That's my dad's number.
So that's the problem. That's the one that was set up as the username under the Giovanni Designs. So
okay.
let me see if I can have Tech remove that username and just use your phone number as the username. And then
okay.
if they can, then we can use your dad's number for the username on the pool business. Okay.
All right. I like the way you think.
Yeah, then that way you know, you actually have, because sometimes people say, oh, just create some fictitious number and we'll set it up that way, which it doesn't affect you anyway, because it would just be the username for the account. It wouldn't affect what number the clients call. But I always
okay.
like it better if it's an actual number. You know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
I got to check with my dad, and we also own a, my dad does, he owns a daycare. And I don't know, maybe if we can use that address, I got to look and see if he has a Google profile that's linked to that address or if it's off his residence. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, if it's an address that hasn't been used before through Google, then absolutely we can use it.
Okay.
So,
I'll check with him.
Let me just ask the tech company. So is this something you want to kind of gather information and talk to him and then set up maybe later, or were you wanting to set it up right now?
So I think we could probably wrap this up and get it started today. I just need to talk to him. He called me while we were on the other line. So
okay, that's good, because that will give me some time to see if the tech can take this 214 area code number off the username, and that way we can use it for the pool. So let me just, okay. I'll have them work on changing it to your actual number for the Giovanni. And then, I'll send you a little text message right now, Derek, with my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So that way, if, you know, you have further questions or if your dad has questions, you can call me directly. And then okay. if not, I'll follow up with you later today. Okay.
All righty. Sounds great. I'll give the old man a call. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Right.
Okay, bye.
<bye-bye>.